own families around.
Right.
Well, they, the Whipples that are Sheltons that were down here moved west, and they went with a covered wagon when they moved out. And every year they have a big reunion out in that part of the way down in the southwest corner. There's a lake there. I can't think of the name of it, but. And every year, I have been invited to go, and they send a letter out of their thanking me for a little piece in it that's still thanking me for what I did.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So that was a really interesting thing that worked out just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Tell me about your children. You've mentioned them.
Oh, my children. Well, I have a daughter. She worked for the county. She went to Morrisville to school. She worked for the county. And she retired from... Well, she left Cooperstown and went out to... oh, dear me. Out around Casanova. I don't know what country, what county that is. But she worked out there. Madison. Was it Madison? She worked out there, and then she retired. She's retired now. And she married a boy that went to Colbusville, and he worked for the college in Morrisville, but he's retired now. Then my son, my oldest boy, went to Colbusville. He graduated from there, and he went to Brockport, and he graduated from Brockport. And he didn't want to teach. He worked for a company for a while, and now he is on his own mowing lawns and doing lawn work. That's what he likes. And he retired from school. He worked nights as a janitor over there. And he retired from that. So then my youngest son, He is on the farm. He went to Colbusville, and then he went to Oneonta and graduated from there, and then he took the farm over from my father when he wasn't able to do it anymore. And he now works for below Cooperstown, not Seed and Weed, but something like that. what's the name of that outfit? Well, anyway, he works there so many hours a week and so on, and still raises crops and things to sell, hay to feed the horses. So that's my children. My grandchildren, I've got one that's not a year old yet. Well, no. Yeah, he's got a little one that isn't a year old, my grandson. And then my granddaughter has triplets. And she has moved to Skaney Atlas. And right now she has a job with the Syracuse Opera Company. She had worked for the opera company over here. But she's interested in another job at Syracuse University. I don't know if she'll get it or not. But and then let's see, did I give you all of them? I guess I did. Mm-hmm. Three of them.
What are their names?
Bob, Richard, and Karen.
Bob, Richard, and Karen.
Karen, yeah. They're the oldest of the ones. Then there's the grandkids. So life's been exciting.
Very. How are you involved in recording your family's history? Do you...
Well, my daughter is working on some of that now. And I've got a lot of things. My oldest son got a lot of the papers and things that my mother had. And it's so much easier today with a computer to find things. It's just amazing. My daughter found a picture on what do you call them? Facebook. Yeah, of my father when he was real young. And she said, "Oh, I found something." She said, "I got to show you." And I said, "Oh, I got one that looks just like that." But that's how easy it is to find a lot of things today. Yeah.
Facebook.
I've got loads of pictures in there, and I have finally got them, family pictures in envelopes, marked the envelopes. My mother, luckily, had marked all the names of the people on the backs of them, so that that will be helpful if either one of us or whoever does get to put things together, you know. Another thing I had happen was I had told this park policeman that works down at the park, well, he has all the parks around, and I forgot how I got in touch with him or how he got in touch with me, but anyway, we became kind of good friends, and I was telling him that I would like to take pictures of every house in the town here and then go back in the 1930s. Most everything is caught up until the 1930s, but then to get a list of who has bought them and sold them and things like that, which I would like to do. And I've had another girl say, "Oh, I'll help you do it," but I never get around to to get at it. But I thought that would be fun to have another section of every house as to how it's changed and so on up till the present time. So I don't know if I'll ever get that worked out or not. Probably not.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, it would be kind of fun to do. There are people that know more about things in the town than I do, but we're all getting to the age where you don't know if they're really quite as it were or not. You don't have real proof of it. So,
is there anything else you wanted to tell me?
No, I've done pretty well. I've thought of a lot of things that probably
any
I'll think
stories
of.
Or
any more stories? Mm-hmm. Oh dear me, let me see. Right offhand, I can't think of it. Just let me get a piece of paper over here. Then I thought I might have to use. Where is it? One of the flowers. Oh. What did I lose? An old picture, probably.
That's a picture of a Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah, that's a... you don't want that on your dog. No, I guess I don't have anything else on here. I had most of the... I can't think of any more stories. I probably could if we were just...
No, that's fine. One more. We had talked about food earlier and told me about the grape pie, which is kind of cool. What was your favorite thing to eat when you were growing up that your mother made?
The favorite thing I was to eat? I don't know. I would always eat almost everything. Anything that was put on the table, I would eat. I wasn't fussy about things. I used to like to go to my grandmother's and eat some of her things. They were, I don't know, just tasted different to me, I guess. But I spent a lot of time up at the big house playing because it was such a big place to just have fun and play by myself, which I had to do all my life. Mm-hmm. And I've always liked almost everything. I like to cook. I wasn't that exceptional of a cook. My friend that I worked with, we did so many meals. She had been worked in the cafeteria, so she knew about how much you had to cook for so on. But she would take care of that, and I would help prepare the things, and then I was the one that always got the table ready and got everything on there organized and so on. We did a lot of buffet type things, and I always enjoy doing that. And, of course, right now, I think this is the last thing that I'm going to do. I would always say to my friend, you know, I've got an idea, and she would say, oh, not another one. Throw her arm up in the air. And then we'd do something. Well, they used to have a ladies' group up at church, and that has all faded out because nobody seemed to want to do thing anymore, you know, the association. So I said to this other friend I have, I said, you know, I've got an idea. I said, how would you like to, what would you think if we did a bazaar up at church and raised some money? She said, well, I think that's a good idea. So I said, okay, you want to help me? We'll do it. So we've been working on that. And the money that we make from it will go to the Parkinson's disease in Utica, the Presbyterian church. I always thought it was a community where retired ministers went to live after they retired, but it must be a lot more than that now, because they're adding on a Parkinson's place where they'll have things to take care of Parkinson's people and so on, and they're raising money for that. So we are having this bazaar for that benefit, and I've got a lot of stuff that people have donated, and we're going to have a big sale, and so it will be, I hope it turns out, I hope the weather is good. So once I get that off my mind, maybe I'll get back to my genealogy.
And that's what, December 10th?
Yeah, that's December 10th. Yep.
Yeah.
So, and everybody at church is being real, real good about doing things and making things. And we've got a whole bench full of stuff up there to sell. So in a couple of weeks, we'll be setting that all up. And hope that it works out nicely, and to raffling off a quilt, and that'll bring us in all free money, you know. So whatever we make will go for that. If we hadn't already decided on that, we probably would have helped with the flood relief, but some of our women have gone down and they have cleaned and they've helped do a lot of things, and they have taken a lot of clothes down and things like that. So so let's hope that those poor people get straightened around. That's what people should do in the world.
Yes. You had mentioned this before. Where did the quilt come from?
Now, are you going to make me say that?
Well, this time we have the recorder.
Yeah, it was up in a closet. And I had forgotten it was there. And I pulled it out, and I thought, oh, you know, we could raffle that off. So that's the one we're doing. It's about twin size. It's not a real big one, but it. Everybody says, oh, it's pretty. And I'm not sure if it is, but... But anyway, that will be something that we'll do that will help somebody. Of Parkinson's disease, and we have a woman here in town who has that, and she doesn't go to our church, but she's real nice lady. And then there's Jim Atwell in Fly Creek. He's a good friend of mine. I've always liked him. I've always liked his tales that he tells. I had Heavy's book. Mm-hmm. Of course, I may have loaned it out. I don't know if I've got it now, but he's got one in there that's my favorite.
Well, is that, thank you very much.
Well,
I learned a lot.
I don't know if you did it, if it was anything interesting. But
thank you.